Before we resume Hilchos Bishalakum, I can't resist. I did this a few years ago. After buying a lulav and an esrog from the typical places, every year I buy a tam and the esrog besides. And it costs me another, usually $150, because the tam and the esrogim are expensive and not even so beautiful. But I want to show you why. I have three esrogim here. One is an Israeli esrog, one is a Tamini esrog, and this year I was able to get a Moroccan esrog, which is very similar to the Yanava esrogim. Now, you know the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are three simonim for a non-morkev esrog. One is that the seeds are up, as opposed to lemons and oranges where the seeds are sideways. One is that they don't have pulp, as opposed to the oranges which are, and lemons which are mostly pulp. And the third is the shikua of the now I'm going to show you. I'd like to show you. This is an Israeli esrog, very typical. Every year I cut open an Israeli esrog. Seeds are totally sideways. It's got less pulp than a lemon, but a significant amount of pulp. I put one on each.
How about the
this is what? Shikua. No, it's not such a big problem. Then I want to show you the Moroccan esrog. And the Yanava looked this way. It's different. Mm-hmm. Got a very small amount of pulp, and the pulp is pale, but it has a lemony smell. At least this one, there are barely any seeds to be noticed. That's a Moroccan esrog.
Do you
notice any at all?
I didn't want to dissect it more. I take it apart. It has a seed up. This is a Tamini esrog. Zero pulp. Seeds straight up. Not a bit of pulp. It's mamish what Chazal talk about. Now they said, to defend the others, that when they plant the Tamini esrog in Eretz Yisrael, it's from the earth. And the earth is going to make it get pulp. This was planted in Eretz Yisrael, this is a Tamini esrog. Zero pulp, and seeds straight up. It's mamish. It's just hard to understand. If you look at it, if you want to take a look at it, I can pass it around. They're almost like three different fruits.
Which does the Rav make a bracha on first?
The Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi said, make first on the one that may or may not be kosher, that's Muhudr. And then make on the one that's definitely kosher last. It's just an incredible difference. And this, I sat with some of the boys by me, and I told them, before I cut it, I told them what's going to be inside. And it's exactly what happened. It happens every single time. And it's a davar pella. I don't know.
Do you see Tamini is the best?
Tamini seems to be the best. That's what it sounds like. In Orchis Rabbeinu, they write what to the Tamini alone, because the others are mohuder, and I assume Kali so uses it. I didn't taste the eights yet. It's just incredible. The difference between them. What? Sarasogo shikras happens too. That's a Moroccan. Somewhere in between the other two.
With the Tamini esrogim, that's where the basketballs. Do they also have the same?
Tamini are basketballs also.
The basketballs, do they have the same simonim?
I didn't cut one open. They have one for sale. It was a couple hundred dollars, and it was puzzled. You know, it was all mocked up, and it looked nice. It's big. I'm going to want it back because I plan to show it in my other occupation as well. But enoch the shir, ken shir the shir. I'm sorry. Ken shir the shir.
You know
where
the same
thing
is?
What?
Where did they come from?
The Tamini esrog come from Tamar.
The one we buy.
These were planted in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they were sold.
I was by a guy in Monsi. A guy had the Tamini. He had that esrog.
That's
this big.
So I want to tell you, I read there's a sefer that describes Yehudei Tamar, and I forget the name. Someone who went to Tamar about 120 years ago. He was there, Erev Sukkot. He says, in Taimon they hold, there's no psul in an esrig, not of Shinimara, not of Chaser, exactly what it comes from, I don't know. He says, there, Erev Sukkot, somebody comes in with a basket full of esrogim, pours it out on the table, And everyone takes, it costs a nickel each or 10 cents each, you know, like lemons. And then I'm makbid on Shinimar, I don't know, a certain degree of Shinimar, probably makbid, can have them back. And he said in Taman, that's why, first of all, they have the giant ones. It's the only reason they picked them so early in Eretz Yisrael, so they want to get a double fruit or a triple fruit. But there, they don't care, it don't cost money. They just let it grow as long as they want. And then I'm makbid, and it's very cheap, and that's why there was no reason to be makbid them. Because people didn't really care. And that's how he writes. It was done. It's like incredible. Okay. All right. If done with the show and tell, we can get back to Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, we learned Sif Aleph. I told you last time, Sif Aleph is the question of which types of food are included in Bishalakum. And like I said, disproportionately the main topic of the sif, of the simin, has to do with Sif Aleph, regarding the question of which ones it applies to. Now I want to talk about a few of the what we call dangling participles. Remember the dangling participles? When you finish the sugya, there are a couple of dangling topics that are very important, and they're addressed only indirectly. Okay, the first, and now in general, in Bishalakum, there are a lot of areas where we're makel, although the Pashtus HaPoiskim seems to be l'chum. And some of those are the ones that I'm going to talk to you about now. Desserts. It's shogra b'fiha hamayin. That bishalakim is only on a main dish food. That's a maichol. That's a lafis b'yas hapas. Now look at Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, it says davar she'enako b'yishulchai. V'gam oil ha'shulchan lafis b'yas hapas. And then it says oil parperes. Now the words oil parperes are not in the Rambam. The Rambam is until oil parperes. The Torah is the words Oil of our Paris. Now, what that has to mean something, the Torah didn't need it, the Mechaber didn't need it for nothing. Oil of our Paris sounds like, or if you don't eat it with bread, you just eat it as dessert, that it should be Aser. Now, that's a scary thing, because we never heard such a chumrah, that Oil of our Paris, that dessert foods have a dinner bishalakim. What would be an example of a dessert food? Is parava ice cream eaten kamei shulchai? Yes. It is? What's it made of? Sugar, soy. Alright, so that's a bad example. So I don't know what an example would be, but the question is whether dessert foods could be included in Bishalakim. You learn the Gemara, you learn the Rishayim. It seems like a dava pashit that it's not. If you look at all the paiskim on whom we rely, all the paiskim seem to be machmir on the topic, because the mechaber says oil of our peres. I read you the list, the Aruch HaShulchan. I read it to you inside in a minute, and the Chachmas Adam, and the Beis Meir, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simulam Chesivav. They all say that even if it's not eaten with bread, even though Chazal say lalafis by es hapas, it's lavdafka. It's a mushel of a dava chashuv, and even if it's not eaten with bread, there's also a dim bishalakum, which I don't think is the minig hamayin, unless they're just no dessert foods. What about Jello? Jello? Is bishalakum on Jello? All the Jello is bishalakum. When you get, you see, the Jello is slightly different. It goes to the shaila of dehydrated, because when you get Jello in powder form, the Jello is not really edible when you get it in powder form. So it goes to the old question: if something is usher and dehydration makes it inedible, whether that's a heter. So I'm going to get to that later. But what for dessert foods? As a dessert food, it's It's not Eilat. It's not Eilat. I'm just trying to think of examples of foods that are dessert foods. It could be there are none today, but anyway, that's just one example. The today, well, what's today's desserts? I don't even know. I've never had a wedding long enough for. No, thank you. Chocolate. Yeah. Okay. So now show some. Anyway, so this is one. Here it is. Sorry, it's just softer. That's why. Yeah, I understand. It's just the thicker plastic. This looks better. What? Okay. Anyway, so desserts is one where I think the Hamoin, the Amadabor is that it's mutter, and a lot of places came on Machmir. What? Well, it doesn't matter if you're eating bread. It means if it's a food like steak. Is al shulchan malachim lafis beis hapas? Even though today a lot of people just eat steak and potatoes, they don't eat bread because today bread is out of style. It's not the carbs aren't healthy. The steak is healthy and the French fries, but the carbs, So today bread is out of style. It used to be European, even Europeans the generation before us, bread was you ate bread with a meal. That was the way it went. Lafis hapas means it's a main dish, and parperes. I understand to mean something that's a dessert. That's it's not a main dish in a meal. That's the understanding. What? So they were all making on coffee because they said it's not lafis beis hapas. But one of the reasons was it's not lafis beis hapas. So there it's taka mashma that desserts are mutter. If you look there in the Yadifrayim, and the Prichadash, all those that were makel by coffee, this was one of their reasons. That's not malafis beis hapas. So either they didn't serve it as dessert. I don't know. Today it's not style anymore. But in my parents' generation, at the end of a meal, you served a hot drink. That was the dessert. Either a tea at a fleischige meal or a coffee at a milchige meal. Yeah, okay, flangeyar. But they're old fashioned, which is a praise. You understand. But not all, they're fashioned. Okay. So. It's takanonic anymore. Okay, a second hot topic is the question of min. Now, again, I'll present to you that the Hamoin Am, or the Kashrus organizations hold, you don't go by the min. Meaning you go by the food. I mentioned to you, I think last week, Rebelski held about knishes, that big knishes are not al shulchan malachim. Wouldn't serve big knishes at a wedding. But small knishes, which they bring around beforehand, that is al shulchan malachim. Now he didn't go busting them in. It's exactly the same potatoes and exactly the same dough. They just set the machine to bigger and smaller. So, however, one minute, if you look at the poiskim, when I talk about the min, I mean the following. Salami is not oil al shulchan malachim. However, meat is oil al shulchan malachim. The question is there bishalakum on salami? Potato chips are not oil al shulchan malachim. Potatoes, presumably, are a normal side dish, a baked potato or a kugel. They're oil al shulchan malachim. If you go, the question is, should we go bust the min? Let's say meat and potatoes al shulchan malachim, or should we go according to the dish that's being served, plus the salami and potato chips? So the Amar Dabor, the Velt Nemzon to be makel. Now let me show you the makairis for the shaila. Shach Beis is not an easy shach, but look at Shach Beis. This is to a great degree what it turns on, one of a few. But al shulchan malachim. So the shach kosev is a heter, karbayim v'kurkaban. Karbayim, I think, are intestines. Kurkaban is the crop. The kurkaban is a simen by a bird, a simen kashrus. Kurkaban niklaf. If you ever go to a bird shechita, it's incredible to take out the kurkaban and peel it. They call it the heligal kurkaban, right? What? I brought it once in for show and tell. Yeah. So zok the shach. Kurbayim v'kurkaban u'bnei ma'ayim, or maybe b'nei ma'ayim are intestines, kurbayim are the stomachs, I don't know. Avagab dermino la'el, oichleyen la'barinish. You hear this? Echleya and someone who eats it, la barinish, this kamench. It's animal food. V'loi hava chaticha wa eschabed. It's not choshev. Now listen to the shach. Mekol moke masur mishum bishul eyakum u'mevi'edak emaisha. Now what's he saying? Simple reading. What's he saying? He's saying that the intestines are not, people don't eat that, but it's still asur as bishul eyakum. What does he mean? So Pichadish says, and I quote him verbatim, Pichadish says, Elishaynei, Devadai loy plug rabbanon, v'chol min basar asru. Pichadish learns into the shach, that loy plug, basar is asa, basar is al shulchan melachim. Aye, this is the intestine of the meat, it doesn't matter. We go basar, 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 basar. If you hold like this Pichadish chat in the shach, then salami is asar. No question, because salami be'etzem is basar. And loy plug, the language of the Pichadish, loy plug rabbanon, v'chol min basa asru. That's one. Number two, turn to Sif Hei. Interesting case in Sif Hei. Mechshulchan Aruch Hei, the second side on your page. Avikachavim, now listen to the case. Avikachavim shebishol v'lay niskavim lebishol. A guy cooked without kavana, mutter. How do you have a guy who doesn't cook without kavana? He lit an oar, he lit a fire, he wanted to burn the brush. He wasn't mean to cook. And then the fire goes out, and guess what you find? This bashlo by chagavim, yum! You found some roasted grasshoppers. Harielu mutarim. Even in a place where the king eats grasshoppers. No, grasshoppers are not oichel shulchan. V'chei, now listen to this case. A guy took a head of an animal and he singed it to remove the hair. The tips of the ear burn first. It says that about Gehenna for people who listen to Lashon Hara. It says the tips of the ear burn first. So here, a guy went and he singed the hair of, he wanted to get the hair off the animal, and in singeing it, he didn't cook the meat, but the Rosh Hashanah, the ear tips, got cooked while he was singeing it. So in such a case, it's mutter. Now, what do you think? Do ear tips go on Shulchan Malachim? Are they served? It's not mistaber, they serve ears on Shulchan Malachim. It's possible they do. Adarabba. What? What? It could be, it was on Shulchan Malachim. The ears. We learned that ears are eaten on Shulchan Malachim. No. Does it then? Oh, no, it doesn't say Yicharach Osnayim. Okay. What? Yeah, so it has to be that he's silent. Sli doesn't need the Malicha. I guess it means he's silent, so he's get rid of the dam. but it seems the second Raya that you go bust with the min and not after the particular food that's in front of you. That's what it seems. It seems to be a Raya that you go bust with the min and not bust with the food. And well, it depends how Chazal made their gezeira. That's really what it depends on. And like I'm saying, these are things that in the earlier sources it seems to be machmir, and the midig is to be meikel. Now there is a pshara from the Marsham, which he really has a beautiful raya to the following. Who's the one that says Befeirish Loi Plug? The Prichadash. He's saying it into Shach Bezos. Prichadash says, the Loi Plug, Kol Min Basar Asru, you go according to the Min. The Prichadash in the next Sif, it's going to say in the Ramah that Oifanim Kluyim, the kidneys that are roasted, are not Oila Shulchan Malachim. That's in the Ramah and Sif base. That roasted kidneys are not Oila Shulchan Malachim. The Prichadash and Sif Beis says cooked kidneys are oil al shulchan malachim. It's chalent, I guess, right? Cooked beans are, roasted beans are not. Cooked beans are. So the Marshami asks, it's a steer in the Prichadash. He said he got busted him in. So beans are beans. And now he says, now roasted beans are mutter, cooked beans are, so what's the difference? So he says, you go busted them in. But the way you prepare it, cooking or frying or roasting, each one is like a separate min. So that it could be that baked potatoes are la shulchan malachim, but fried potatoes are not. They still don't serve French fries at weddings. They serve it at the kids' tables, and the parents go over and gnash a little, but they don't serve it as a shulchan malachim. So it's sort of a pshara between the shittas that we go light plug, but the light plug has to do with the manner of preparation, and at the very least, the person wants to be mekel, he can be mekel this much. Whether to be mekel legamri, to mekel on salami, and say it's not al shulchan malachim is very difficult, because meat that's cooked is al shulchan malachim. And what?
Salami is made out of
parts. Salami, not New York State. Salami used to be made from any of the inner organs. I remember in about 1980 or 1981, I asked Rav Palm about eating salami because it's lev is kosher l'shikcha. At that time, they were still putting in the inner organs into the salami. I remember when I went also around there, when it was no Yeredeya, in those days they used to do nikur in the butcher stores. Nowadays, I don't think it's a single butcher store. You still do nikur and gaba? No more. Nobody does nikur. So I went, I watched nikur and to try to see what nikur is about. So the butcher made sure to show me, when they cut up the meat, that the ends, they put into salami. He says, you see, we put steak into salami, like the ends, when they cut it. So you put steak in. I said, what else do you put in? He said, well, we don't talk about that, you know. But at that time, hearts were put in. I asked Rav Palm about it being kosher l'shikcha. I mean, it's just one of many ingredients in the salami, and it's chopped up. So Rav Palm said, you eat salami? That's not healthy. You shouldn't eat salami. You shouldn't eat, shouldn't eat these type of foods. That's what he said to me. So he really avoided the question. And since then, I didn't eat salami. Not that I'm worried so much about the health, but I'll come in for my Rebbe. He told me not to eat salami, so I haven't eaten, to my knowledge, I haven't eaten salami since then. But nowadays, the lev is not put in, because there's now, at least in New York State, and I don't know, in other states, they passed the law, now they don't, the only inner organ you're allowed to put into human food is liver. All the other inner organs are not allowed to be sold as regular meat. Maybe you can sell it as lung meat, but you can't sell it as regular meat. So what? You have to sell it as lung salami or heart salami, but you know, that's one change. In a few years, there'll be a run. Heart will be the in thing to eat, and it'll be the thing to do. So that's the thing. Potato chips. If you hold them in his aser. Potato says, there's a Truman Igros Moshe, one of the last volumes, where he says potato chips are bishul akum in that tshuva. Rebelsky wrote a tshuva about that tshuva that's taken out of context. He didn't write a tshuva about potato chips, write about something else, and maybe so. But the question about potato chips is totally in this, because potatoes are elah shulchan malachim, potato chips are not elah shulchan malachim. Now, if you hold a difference between fried and cooked, so maybe the fried potatoes are not al shulchan malachim, and cooked potatoes are, and that would be the chilek. Fried onions. I don't think they serve fried onions. They mix fried onions into mashed potatoes. Onions? People eat onions raw? Oh, you mean they slice it and put it in raw? Yeah, it's true. No, but just like you're putting the fried onions into potatoes, they could put raw onions into potatoes too. Maybe, I don't know. Do they put raw onions in salads? They mix it in.
In a salad.
All right, so these are two topics. Well, onions, that's what you're saying, that people eat it fat. Okay. Live and learn. So these are two, like I said, Number one, desserts. Tisu the Paiskim are a problem, but Hamoinam doesn't hold that way. And going Basa the Min also, it would seem from the earlier sources that it's a problem, but it's the opposite. Desserts, the earliest sources seem to be Mekel, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim seem to be Machmir. And going Basa the Min, I don't know who exactly to make Kila Mark, but Feirish, because if you hold it Smutter, you don't have to write it, you don't have to write it. Those who hold Yigobah Sedamin, the Prechadish lures it into the Shach. It says at least Pashup Shad in the Shach, it seems to be. And, okay. It's interesting, he says, at the end of Shach Bey, he says, Kosovoid, Kamein Opatriais, I believe that's mushrooms. Oilin Ashokh Malachim Shum Paparois. Are they desserts? The desserts, yeah. Okay. It's a high-end dessert.
I never ate it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's very interesting that regarding potatoes, the Chachma Sadim says potatoes are ilal shulchan malachim, which may be the way it is today. The Aruch HaShulchan, very interesting, writes about potatoes coming from Litta. Well, that's all about all they had to eat, right? They ate potatoes. So he says, Tapuche Adama, Shekairin, kartoffels. Kartoffels, oi bulbus. Nearly a stike, the Zemikri ain't oil al Shulchan Malachim. It's not oil al Shulchan Malachim. And if a guy cooks it in water, or even bakes it, so it's mutter. And he says, they're readily available. And nobody's going to serve potatoes on a shulchan malachim. Ach, mitzasi legadol echad. He says chachmas adam in brackets. Mitzasi legadol echad shekasa tapuchi adam oilan on a shulchan malachim. Chachmas adam says it is oilan. Ulay the bisman akadmain. Could be the Chachmas Adam was in the late 1700s, the year 1800. Loya yezeh benimtza, hayamachol chashur. The zerech meyashanim shehuva min zeh miyamedina shemeivel hayamagadol. It's an American food. Avalata bivina seinu shezayzeh meruva hu meichol reiv hamayin hu meichol pashut miyayin. V'harisha arach v'onag hazeh v'onag yeymala zerei hala. Flip it to me. That's what he says. It's interesting. From the 1800s to 1900, how much it changed. The Chafaz Adam was written about 1800. Shows are about 1900. In Darach HaShulchan and Hilchas Pesach, writes, there are those who argue potatoes are kidneys. And he says, it'll be like them. We won't have anything to eat. That's what he writes. Don't have anything to eat because we live on potatoes the whole. No, it means at a fancy meal. Shulchan Malachim, I mentioned to you that Ronald Reagan liked jelly beans. It didn't change anything. It's still jelly beans, not al Shulchan Malachim. They don't have the minig. One last Eilal Shulchan Malachim. They have here a few psukim. This is from the OU website. A few psukim from Avelsky on Bishul Akum. Chickpeas. Listen to what he says. We do not consider chickpeas in America to be Eilal Shulchan Malachim. However, in Middle Eastern countries, chickpeas and hummus should be Bishul Yisrael because it's Eilal Shulchan Malachim. America is becoming more popular, but I haven't seen it yet at a wedding. Okay. Chestnuts should be Bishul Yisrael. It's here on the side. The chestnuts in Shach Gimel. He says, Shtebel Nussen. Yes, yeah, so he says, he brings from the Teres Chatas that Neigen Heter, Akal Shainai, the Mutim She'inai Lama Shulchan Malachim, and Chestnuts it says in Shach Gimel R, and Rebelski said that Chestnuts today, they serve Shulchan Malachim. I don't remember. Now listen to this psak. Imitation foods. I'll read to you what they write. This may change. I think there's a word here, S-E-I-T-A-N. Sounds something like the Sutton. Seitan? Seitan is wheat gluten that's formed into dough and then boiled till it reaches a consistency similar to that of meat. It is flavored and served as a meat substitute, and it can be made into very fancy looking dishes. If the king will be a vegetarian, this is what he would eat. Is, pronounce it again, Seitan. Is Seitan considered to be Oila Shulchan Malachim? The question to ask Rabelski. Rabelski said, listen to this, that generally speaking, foods that are imitations are not chashuv and cannot be considered Oila Shulchan Malachim. Although these foods may be healthier, they're still not as tasty as the originals and that they're trying to imitate. They're only served for health or monetary considerations. Since imitation foods are inherently not chashuv, they're not initial bishalakum. So Belsi was saying that imitation foods, because they're healthier, because they're cheaper, that's not called oila shulchan malachim. A king doesn't care about cheaper, he doesn't care about healthier. A king just serves whatever he wants to serve. Like you were saying, today they have these burgers that are made from it. Like what? You have to know what you're talking about. So, all right. And this is a psak for Rabelski. I remember once in my house, you were talking about, they have imitation bacon. They call it bacon bits, I think. Bacon. Imitation bacon. So we're talking about bacon bits. You know, I say, hey, who wants to eat? You want to eat bacon bits? It tastes like bacon. So we had a guest about Shuva, a very outspoken one. He says, what? That doesn't taste like bacon. It's nothing like bacon. Bacon is delicious. They're delicious. That's like the spices they put on bacon, they put there. There's nothing like bacon. So that's what I think Rabelski is saying. Did you eat one of the super burgers?
Yeah,
it tastes like a real burger?
No.
Really does?
It's close.
It's close? Okay. If you eat it, you know what? If you eat a real burger with lots of ketchup, then this is going to be French fries. Anyway, this is. Shach, the way the Prichodesh ties to the Shach doesn't say any reason. Prichodesh says on the Shach, he brings the Shach, he says, Mishum de loy plug, shachol mine basa asru. That's Prichodesh's lash. Okay, we'll argue about it. But, anyway, this is the, I'm saying it's a Prichodesh. Alright, so we learned a handful of kulis. Let's move on. To Siv Beis. Okay, Siv Beis. Oh, the Shach Beis says Kamenu Pitriyos the Bishalakim. You mean the what? You talking about which one? On the intestines. Right. So Pichadash says, because loy plug rabbanon, they ask it all meat, even if it's a meat that's not good. When they ask it meat, they ask it all. That's how the Pichadash explains.
So mushrooms are, because they're very fancy mushrooms that are simple.
So that depends on this question, I guess. Today, they serve mushrooms in. They serve mushrooms in. But they put the mushrooms into regular foods. I know you. And they take perfectly good potatoes and they put in mushrooms and ruin it. Or rice, they put in mushrooms. What? Mushrooms are nechel chai. If mushrooms are nechel chai, then what does he mean? Kamenu pitriyos? Are truffles eaten chai? I don't know. If mushrooms are eaten raw, are they eaten totally raw? Just. So it's a good question. So one of two things, either Kamein and Patrius are not mushrooms, or they didn't eat mushrooms raw originally, I don't know. A Siv Beis. It's a problem here, and a lot of things change over time. And Rabbi Seitan, let's know Siv Beis. Okay, everybody home? Siv Beis, the one after Siv Aleph. Irev Dover, Anecho Kamoishu Chai, Dover Shein, Anecho Kamoishu Chai. You took things, they're still raw. But you mixed it. You put an egg into your potato kugel. Or better yet, you put the egg into something that's eaten raw. What's eaten raw? You mixed eggs with something, and you cooked it all together. So you mixed the dava chai and the dava sheina chai. The guy cooked it. You go according to the ikker. The ikker and tafel. You go basa the ikker. There's no shach, no taz. This is a halacha psuka. Then when you have a taruvis, you go according to what is the ikker. Ramah. We'll come back to the mechaber in a moment. I'm not sure what I fanim are. There's some type of lentil. Arbis, it looks like. Kluyim. I guess Arbis is not eaten raw. Deinam oilin al shulchan malachim. Because nobody serves Arbis at a wedding. Chaynagu ben heter. Im leib makum shenagu limshech hamachvas b'chelev oznaigim emisser. Obviously, if there's a treifis issue, then you don't buy from a guy because you're worried about treifis. Abba malachim chishori. The guy in his home, stab kelma ina b'nei yayman. Obviously, in a restaurant, we know they cook every day. It's not stama ina b'nei yayman. But a regular guy, every keli in his house is stam ina b'nei yayman. V'chol prisha, nachkamay shulchai, afa pisha, bishlo is eva kechavim. V'nimcha, v'nasa tafshul b'yadayim. Even though they changed it, shari. Akein eichlin ha... I don't know what that is, but something that the guy eats. So memela, these things are mutter. So generally speaking, the Ramah is a list of examples. It's not a list of halachis, and the mechaber is a halacha. The mechaber is saying a din that when you mix it into a taruvis, that you go bus or the rive, you go bus or whatever is the ikker, even though it's tam. So even though no, the chazal says by yavesh biyavesh, not by mixture. But if you have a trefa steak and a few kosher steaks, it's not part of a rive because the chazal is chavi. But in a liquid, there's no din of chazal is chavi. So this is the halacha. And the halacha by itself is, I think, a relatively simple halacha. Daki Tshuva says there's no din of ein mevat l'nisa l'chatchila. If you want to make a batter for a guy, I don't know, you're making a pancake batter, and the guy's going to make the pancakes. Pancakes, assuming it's not al shulchan malachim, and you're putting eggs in the batter. Eggs, there would be an issa bishul akum. It doesn't matter. You go according to the ikker in the batter, and the eggs are only a tafel. So basically, that's a simple enough halacha. Here, the question, which I think most of us would hold is not a question, is what happens if you mix the ingredients after it's cooked? Here it's talking before it's cooked. You take raw eggs and sugar and flour, and you put it into one batter. So the eggs don't count. The eggs are a tuffle. I mean, eggs are important in the thing, but they're a tuffle to the whole thing. And the mela, there's no problem. What about if you cook it first, and then you put it into the mixture? Now, of course, if you cook eggs, you make scrambled eggs, and then you mix it and make it into something, there's no question. Once it's trefa, it's trefa. But why don't you cook something which you wouldn't eat by itself? Let's say sugar. Sugar is cooked. You cook sugar, but no one eats. I mean, people nash it, but no one. You don't put on shulchan malach. You don't put sugar, but the sugar does get put into foods that are on shulchan malach. So we would think it's ridiculous. Bishlakim on sugar. Who is sugar that on shulchan malach? Or oil. Let's say you have oil. You have vegetable oil, 100% kosher vegetable. Who cooks the vegetable oil? You know, bishul yisrael vegetable oil. Vegetable is cooked by a guy. It's Eilat Shulchan Malachim. You make schnitzel. You use oil. So we all understand. You go bust the ikker. You don't go bust the tafel. No one serves oil. Except maybe in yeshiva when they make things. No one serves oil. They serve food, and oil is an ingredient in the oil. It's a davar amistaver. It should be that way. What troubles me is, tell me if it should trouble me, is the language of the Aruch HaShulchan. We've seen already that the Aruch HaShulchan is a very big machmir on Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum. We had it numerous times. This is in Kuf Yud Gimel Chaf. Chol minei shmonim, all types of oil. Bein shemen zayis. What's with shemen zayis?
Olive oil.
What should be the din? Olives are nechol chai. So bein shemen zayis, a shemen shum shemen. That's oil from poppy seeds. Oy shemen mizera pishtin. Or flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil. Oy shemen kampaliva. You know what that is? Oy shal shoshanim, shekoyin rose oil. Oy patanesna, some other literature word. Kulam decholim chayim ve'im ben mishon bishol akum. Why is there no bishol akum on olive oil or on cottonseed oil? Because they're eaten raw. Now, I didn't know cottonseeds could be eaten raw. I'm not familiar with it. But he says, what's he talking about? What's the Sarach HaShalom talking about? Oil? Oil you need a head to nechol chai. No one serves a cup of oil at a meal. Oil is always put into a taruvis. You smear oil on bread. So that would be called lavas bayis hapas, because you smear it on bread. I don't know. It's very hard. It seems in Sarach HaShulchan that if you have now most vegetables are nechol chai, so it's not much of an issue. I don't know if there's any of the vegetables that we have, vegetables we have today that would be a problem. But it just seems like a shock that oil, if it was not as nechol chai, oil would have a dim bishul akum. Is that so? Anything that's an ingredient? So then sugar should be a problem.
Right.
Sugar is bishul akum. It should be a problem. Even if you find a heta for sugar, but now you're opening a whole new thing. All the ingredients, if they're important ingredients, I guess, all important ingredients, there should be an issa bishul akum. Now let's see what he says about sugar. He says, which sif katan is it? Sif katan chav gimel. He said, this is again, that was Darcha Shulchan talking. Ubitzukr, l'sha'a kal bisholakum, mekamatamim. Doesn't explain. Ubifrat, she'ina kitzurase rishayna, le'i b'marav, le'i b'tam, ve'ina b'geder achilo sh'tiya kal. Now, it's not clear what he's saying here about sugar, you're right. But sugar, the reason that there's a tshuva in the Shalom Meshiv, he's the tzar of three kulis. He says, when you cook sugar, you cook it just to get it out of the cane. You don't do it to improve the sugar. If someone sucks sugar cane, it also tastes the same sugary taste. It's only lahoitzias azaft. That's what he says. Zaft, a Yiddish word for the sap. I mean, that's what. But again, it sounds like if not for that, there would be bishul akum on sugar. Who serves sugar on shulchan malachim? No one serves sugar. Sugar is a tuffle in a food that's served. It sounds like from here, all ingredients, if they ingredients in something that's al shulchan malachim should have a din of bishul akum. I find it hard to believe that that's something that we naman lamaisa. Okay, vegetable oil. Generally, vegetables are nechal chai, and I don't know. Cottonseed oil. Are cottonseeds eaten raw? Cottonseeds? There's no kidney. So why cottonseed oil? Should be bishul akum according to this. I don't know. There's plenty of tumbling about cottonseed oil, but nobody ever says bishul akum. You could bake schnitzel. My wife bakes schnitzel. All right. So any food that you need it to be as tasty as you want is a problem. Most ingredients that people put in, they put in for the taste. There's some ingredients put in for texture, but most ingredients are put in for the taste.
So,
for coffee, you don't. For cake, you need it. Obviously, oil you don't make. If you don't make oil on schnitzel. If you're gonna eat something and then fry it, you're not gonna make shakel on the oil. So it's a tuffle. I'm talking when it's a tuffle. I'm not, you don't make a bracha, it's a tuffle. Shouldn't be an issue. Darach HaShulchan, it's hard to know what he means by sugar. He says, Mekama Tamim. But could there be such a chumra? I don't think so. What other ingredients are there? Shortening? Shortening or cinnamon? Oh, so cinnamon is, look on the bottom, the Gilyam Arsha. It talks about ginger. I need a copy. Look in the Gilyam Arsha. It's actually, there's the one place, there's a Mishnah Berurah. The second piece, Shayna Nachomai Shulchai, the first column, second piece. Afilu umdavar acher nechol, even if it's eaten with something else, the im is with the im. Kumai zangva, like ginger. Shenechol chai im lechem umelach. Eating ginger by itself doesn't taste good. You have to mix it with sugar. You have to mix it with lechem umelach. That's also shari. That's also mutter. Dimloi kein, gadag maliach, litzar. Salted fish, and then it's cooked, is mutter. Because salted fish is eaten. Magen Avraham Simen Reish Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah Reish Gimel brings it as well. Vani Novuch, the Gilyam Arsha writes, I'm not certain. The Perishal in his Bakru Adayin called Tzarchan. Vein Nechalam Adayin Chayim. By raw vegetables, or raw fruits, not yet edible raw. Im Yesh Vem Bishom Bishol Avya Kechavim. If there's an Isser, Baal of Bishol Avya Kechavim. What's my Safik? Tama Safik in Pirish Amoram, Kol Nech Gavay Shulchai Alamin. Does Nech Gavay Shulchai go on the min? Mein Nechol, Shari. Akshaze, in Nech Gavay Shulchai, Bakar Adayin, it didn't ripen. So that's his Safik. So again, he's assuming you go Basa the min, or not Basa the min, Legabe, Tova Shenechol Kamay Shulchai, and he goes on. But he did say that ginger, Zangevil, is called Nechol Chai, because you would eat it with sugar. It's also mashma, an ingredient. What's the shaila here about eating plain ginger? No one serves ginger al shulchan malachim. Ginger is an ingredient. What's it an ingredient in? Anybody know? Ginger? It's the only thing it's made is charisis. We had, remember Mr. Saltzman? We had a blind teacher in Tar Vadas, had a seeing eye dog. The seeing eye dog walked up and down the rows. Remember the dog's name? Ginger. So we had a guy in our class, Zanvil. So he used to go Zangevil. So we used to call him Zangevil. Zangevil, you know, like. It was very good. I know the rest of my life that Zangevil is ginger because of that dog. I never remember. But what's he talking about? Again, to me, it's a pella. I mean, ginger? If it wouldn't be Nechol Chai, ginger would be called Oila Shulchan Malachim. It's only a Shulchan Malachim in a food. We can't even think of a food it goes in. It must go in something. My wife has it in the cabinet. Ginger ale. A sushi. Okay. So you're going to answer it. It's just a pellet to understand. So this goes in the category of things which in Paiskim, this seems to be a problem. And Halacha L'maisa, the Hamoinam, no one's machmir on ingredients as far as I know. Shemen Akum, yeah, but we're talking about Bishal Akum. Shemen Akum is an Isser on any Shemen of a guy. Bishal Akum is a separate story.
When the queen serves tea, don't they have a bucket of sugar there?
When the queen serves tea? I'm certain they don't have a bucket of sugar. They may have little silver cups. You know, I know I go to a fancy restaurant when I ask for ketchup and there's not enough. I go to the rest, they give you a container of ketchup. You know, first the rest, they give you this ketchup, you know, like a little bit of ketchup. I always joke that they spend so much money on everything. They're saving money on the rolls. They give you these rolls that are less than a kazayas. And they give you, in the fancy restaurants, fancy weddings.
But every piece that comes with a sugar bowl, because that's the fancy.
Okay, so then I'm asking. Okay, that's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel. I said Gimel is the Pnadish case, and it's going to go. It'll affect back on Siv Beis. We spoke by Richos about this in Afiyas Akum. Pnadish, what is it called in Spanish again?
Panada.
Isn't that a type of schnapps or something? Something panada, no? Okay. Panada is a knish. We're talking here. If you remember what. Pina colada. Thank you. What? Panada is a knish. It's a knish in this example that's filled with fish fat. So we dealt with this because we were learning about Afiyasak and we talked about the Knish. It repeats over here, it's going to repeat the Shaklavatari of the Panada. Panada Sha'afai Vikachavim Asura. The panada that a guy cooked is asur. Afilu mishanai had to be pashal avikachavim, even though the bread part of the knish is not asur. Menei shahashuman, the fats inside yesakishu be'en. Before the fats absorb into the dough, it already is isur, because fish fats are not nechol chai, and apparently the oil al shulchan malachim, and it becomes asur mishum bishul avikachavim. And then the nivlo bapas, then it absorbs in the bread. So therefore, naimi boy, you can't take the fish. That's not the shayla. Even if you want to peel off the dough, you're going to throw away the insides and just eat the dough part. And when it's talking a place the naig heter and afiyasakum, so it's still aser because the dough became, the fish became aser before it went in. What it sounds like, as we're saying, a minute ago, when Machabes said, if you have a mixture, you go bust in the ikker. And the dough is more of an ikker, at least in the dough, than the blias of fish. But that's where it got mixed before you cooked it. So it never became aser in the first place, you go bust in the ikker. But here, the fish became aser, and then it went into the dough. Since the fish became aser, and then it went into the dough, so it remains aser, even though it may be a tuffel agabi the dough. A lot of times you cook, let's say, in the same pot, potatoes and meat. Asurim. You have potatoes and meat in the same, you roast potatoes and you roast chicken, roast potatoes next to it. The chicken is bishalakum. Potatoes, well, okay, potatoes may also be, but it's not potatoes. You have other vegetables, so string beans. So that by leia, so you might say the string beans, dikra is the string bean, not the taste of the chicken. Say no. If the chicken became asr by itself before it went in, then it remains asr, and that's the issue that we're talking about.
Then you put in the...
You cook the oil first. So it's nesar. So I don't understand, because oil by itself is not oil al-shulchan malachim. So hard to understand. The Ephraim is saying, if you cook the oil first, before the taruvis, so then it's bishalakum. You have to eat it first. Maybe that's what he means. It's just, it's difficult to understand, because the oil by itself is takanat al-shulchan. What? It'll be the yamin. It doesn't apply to food. It applies to kalim.
Are you?
Yeah, Bishal. I'm not hearing you. Okay, so you're mechavin to a gra. I want to tell you, the gra, at the end of the simin, we mentioned numerous times that there's a machlaikis if there's bishal akum, if the ablias of bishal akum are asa. There's a strong svara that you're not, there's no chastos, you don't invite people to eat blias. So it's a machlaikis to rajman the ra, which I mentioned in the past. If you have to kasha kalim that are bishal akum kalim, you catch a guy cooking an hard boiled egg in your pot, so do you have to kasha the keli or not? So there are two shittas in the last sif of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. You don't have it in your photostats. Those of you who have the Shulchan Aruch, it brings there the two shittas. The Mechaber is Iker Shita is that you have to kasher. The Gra in Sifkat Mem says Yeshayim, you don't have to kasher. The Leishaya Chastos Bekai Gavna, there's no Chastos on Blias. But it's not right. He brings a raya from Pnadish that once it's aser and then the blia goes into something else. Now Pnadish, it goes into food, but here it's going into a keli. So the Gra brings a raya that from Pnadish to blia is in a keli. That when do we say you go bust the ikker if it's not aser yet? Once it's iser, it can aser the Pnadish and can aser the keli. That's what the Gra is saying. Now look in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is not like the Gra. The Gra is not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, however you want to phrase it. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, back by us. Well, back by us in Siv Gimel. But Nivla Bapas, Vafta Batal Barayv Kilael. Aye, it's Batal Barayv, so it should be Mutter. Glabaga. Hocha Gora. Dashuma Nira Venikr Be'en Besaycha Pas. Says, you know why the fish asses the Knish? Because you look at the Knish, you could see the oiliness. You could see the fish, the traces of the fish. So to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's why it's asr. Now, according to the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gra is wrong. The Gra is saying, if Panadish is asr, then a keli should be asr. On a keli, you don't see the remnants, you wash it out. You don't see remnants of the blia. So it appears to be a machlaikis between the Gra and Kiva Eger. There are two taisis in taisis in Chul and taisis in Beya that asr a Panadish. In one taisis, he mentions Rabbi Kiva Eger says, and in Taisim Beya, he doesn't. He just mentions that it's asr because it's nivla in the dough. So it seems to me like is here as follows: when you have a blia and it goes into something else, the gross says it's asr. Once the blia is asr, it asrs and finished. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, no, really, you go baser the ikr. Why is the dough of the panadish asr? After batal barayv, the oil, the fish in the dough should be batal barayv, he says, Hocha gara, the shuma nira v'nikr be'en, b'secha pas. So if it's nikr v'nikr, then it's different. So we seem to have here a difference of opinion as to this question. We have today the rule, you go basarayv. Is going basarayv only if it's mixed before you cook it? Or is going basarayv even if it became iser? And then it got into a mixture. Is that also a case of going basar, right? Yeah. What?
If the milk fell in your children and it's bottled, so then if this tarugus or this stuff fell, then it's also bottled.
It's a bit of a shishin, that's true. The din that you go basar ikr when it gives taste, which wouldn't apply to shari surim. So that's the question here, whether it's included or not, and okay, it can be mechriah between the Gra and Rabbi Kiva Eger. But it seems to be, the Aruch HaShulchan says like the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the Gra is the Gra. So, nafkamino would be, if you have string beans, you cook with chicken, and it wouldn't be nicker in the string beans that the ablia is a chicken. So that would be a nafkamino. The Gra is saying, only if it's near of a nicker. And the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gra is saying, if the blias are there. So, well, blias from food.
You're cooking with the trace right next to it.
Yeah, but if there's a rule by Bishalaki, you go bus arrive. So you go bus ikr, the tuffle doesn't matter. So you go bus ikr, the tuffle doesn't matter. I agree with you. It's not mistava once it's iser, that because it's nivla into something that's a
tuffle. You were talking about there's no chassis with blias. I understand there's no chassis with blias, but you're talking about from a tailing.
Blias in a keli are insignificant. Blias of a food, they're ikrim. I'm all with you. So why is Rabbi Kiva Eger saying this? Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying only this nerev and nicker. I don't know. It's a kula. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a kula. Only us, of course, is nerev and nicker. It wouldn't be nerev and nicker. It would be
mutta. Okay.
About
chicken and the string beans in together.
Right.
That would be different than if you
Well, the chicken became iser before it ran into the string beans. That's the problem.
Then the string beans would be okay.
No, if you have diced string beans and diced chicken and you made it into one patty, then it would be you go basar ikr. But here, okay. Okay. A treifus, you mean? It's Xerath's treifus. Oh, somebody asked last week. If it's a gzeirat's treifus, why are we making on a davar shedechel kovay shulchai? That was the question. The question is a good question, but it means, I guess, that you know it's kosher. And we're afraid if you're going to eat this, you're going to come to eat other foods as well. So buy an ikr food, a davar tzayla shulchom alachim, maybe nechel kovay shulchai. So there, we're afraid if you're going to eat this, you're going to come to eat other foods. But by jelly beans, we're not afraid. The jelly beans have to have action. But to be a Frank, so I eat this, I'm going to eat other things that have treifis, so we're not guys that buy jelly beans, only guys that buy place where they have bishlos in it. All right, Sif Dalet next week in Yitzhak.